Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin eclipsed $120,000, as spot ETF inflows topped $3.7 billion, and total crypto assets under management broke $211 billion. Legal skirmishes over Tornado Cash and top exchanges intensified, while new research underlined the need for verifiable randomness in crypto and AI. Investor demand for Bitcoin ETFs drove weekly inflows of $3.7 billion, according to CoinShares data reported on July 14, 2025. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin ETF added $2.7 billion, lifting its holdings above $90 billion, and helped push Bitcoin past $121,878. A weakening US dollar, down over 10% this year, and a so-called Goldilocks US economy have fueled a market cap surge above $2.4 trillion, making Bitcoin the world's fifth largest asset. El Salvador's 6,237 coin reserve now tops $760 million. Altcoins rode the wave, with Sui up 15%, XRP up 6.7%, Solana up 2.7%, and Dogecoin up 4.2%. SharpLink Gaming under Chairman Joe Lubin acquired 16,374 ETH for $48.8 million on July 14, 2025, lifting its reserves to 216,000 ETH and driving its stock higher in overnight trade. Coinbase's chief legal officer, Paul Gruel, on July 13th, denied any role in a Bloomberg report on Binance and World Liberty Financial's stablecoin. Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao called the story a FUD and threatened legal action, underscoring growing tensions between the two exchanges. Tornado Cash co-founder Roman Storm, facing trial on charges of conspiracy to commit money laundering and sanctions violations on July 14, 2025. Appealed for $500,000 of a $1.5 million defense fund. His lawyers argue prosecutors misattributed Telegram messages and shared faulty plaintext files without metadata, raising Brady concerns after a December correction by U.S. attorneys. Felix Xu of ARPA Network argues verifiable randomness is critical for encryption, fair gaming, and AI integrity, calling for unpredictability, bias resistance, and public proofs to secure validator selection and transaction ordering. Blockchain investigator ZackXBT traced a Brazilian bank breach tied to C&M service provider, revealing a $140 million theft after an insider sold credentials for $3,000. Only about $5 million has been frozen so far by Tether, Binance, and others. Curve Finance founder Michael Igorov highlights Ethereum's modular Layer 1 and Layer 2 design, boosted by proto-dank sharding, as a more secure long-term DeFi foundation than Solana's 3,000 to 4,000 transactions per second model, which still carries centralization risks. On July 14, United States District Judge Naomi Rice Buchwald dismissed a class action against Dolce & Gabbana USA over the DG Family NFT project, finding no alter ego liability after plaintiffs invested in 8 quarterly drops. In Asia, MetaPlanet CEO Simon Gerovich and Sora Ventures secured South Korean approval for a share issuance in SGA Co. via Asia Strategy Partners LLC to advance Bitcoin as a corporate treasury asset. Top crypto credit cards range from Gemini's 4% back on gas purchases paid in crypto to Crypto.com's tiered CRO rewards and early access MetaMask and Avalanche debit offerings, underscoring growing convergence between finance and digital assets. Former Election Science Institute CTO Michal Pospiezalski urges US lawmakers to mandate end-to-end cryptographic proofs in voting machines to prevent ballot tampering, a fix first proposed in 2006 that remains unimplemented, like discovering a secret Konami code in a classic 86 console hit. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.